Ultimately, dying will carry each of us into the mind field, which we will experience directly. Yet our beliefs, being stored consciousness, will follow us. The issue of an open mind bears directly upon how much baggage we'll have to carry. I am reminded of a question posed by Krishnamurti. When someone commented that it was good to have an open mind, he asked, "Is there such a thing as an open mind?" This was a typically barbed reply, but if the mind is influenced by either memes or samskaras, it cannot be open because of second-hand beliefs, opinions, judgments, and other mental viruses. The most profound of contradictions is that to reach enlightenment, which is free from past impressions, you have no choice but to use your brain, and the brain is mired in its habit of filtering, choosing, preferring, rejecting, etc. Krishnamurti stated this elegantly when he asked, "Can a fragmented mind ever experience wholeness?" The answer is that it cannot, but all any of us are equipped with is a fragmented mind, a mind made up of memes and sanskaras. In Krishnamurti's terms, which are pure Vedanta, it is impossible to do things like trying to be more open or trying to get more real. You're simply fighting with your own divided self. So what is the way out of this paradox? There is a way to approach this tricky business of opening your mind. 1. Know that you're going to identify with your worldview at every stage of personal growth. 2. Accept that these identifications are transitional, temporary, and provisional. You will never be truly yourself until you reach unity. 3. Be willing to change your identity every day. Take a flexible attitude. Don't defend an I that you already know is just temporary. 4. Allow your ability to observe without judgment to replace the ingrained ideas you reach for automatically. 5. When you have an impulse to struggle, use that as an immediate signal to let go. Open a space for a new answer to unfold on its own. 6. When you can't let go, forgive yourself and move on. 7. Use every opportunity to tell yourself that all viewpoints are valid, every experience valuable, every insight a moment of freedom. These steps cultivate an open mind by exposing you to the mind field itself through witnessing without judgment. They will orient you to the possibility that you can be redefined continuously. In other words, give your allegiance to transformation rather than defending the status quo. Now you're ready to disassemble your worldview. You're ready to stop having a stake in the world limited to the narrow confines of I, me, and mine. The ego-defended worldview you want to dismantle is organized in 3 layers. 1. Energy. 2. Belief. 3. Structure. Your personality is composed of the same 3 elements, and so is every experience in your worldview. If you can deal with energy, belief, and structure, the transformation you will be mastering extends everywhere.